This morning's reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 and starts at verse 14. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour.
Yeah, we all know how Rich likes his coffee. Look what he's got. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. What's in it, Rich?
It's a sprout.
Where's the coffee maker?
It's not in there.
But it says on the box, coffee maker.
But I don't like sprouts.
Do you like coffee, though?
I do.
So, a sprout. You were promised a coffee maker and got a sprout. Is that fair? Did you ask for that afternoon tea set? And if there was nothing in the box, would that have been fair? Oh, what a shame. Poor old Rich. Well, I'll give you this envelope. There might be some money in there for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's not funny.
It's money.
It's funny money.
I'll leave it.
Do you see that? So, how are you all doing today? Are we good? It's Christmas Day, isn't it? Are you having a good Christmas so far? What is Christmas all about? Is Christmas about presents? Who's your Sunday school teacher? Who's her Sunday school teacher? Come on, who is it? Rachel, right. I'm blaming you, Charles. How many of us got exactly what we wanted today? Quite a few of us. You got what you expected, you asked for it, and we received it. When I was a child, there was one thing I wanted more than anything in the world. I wanted technical Lego. Remember technical Lego? It wasn't as expensive in my day as it is now. Technical Lego was this one, you could build cars, you could make cars like Ben's got with this Lego. Do you know what happened year on year? I never got it. I asked for it every single, do you know what happened? My brother got bought technical Lego, I never got any until I was 22 and my mum got sick of me asking. Every year it was going to be my favourite thing. Every year I felt let down because I hadn't got what I asked for. Each year, I thought I was going to get it. Go on, Ben. You've got some as well. He's got some. I always felt let down because I couldn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. And we see that in our reading today. God's good promise. God had made a promise for centuries. The Jewish people had felt let down by them because the people hadn't seen God deliver on his promise. They felt let down. Because they hadn't got what they expected. They hadn't got the present they wanted when they wanted it. But therein lies a problem and how we see promises, I think. How many of us have made a promise? None of you have made a promise. Deadly serious. How many of us are going to make New Year's resolutions? How many of us are going to keep New Year's resolutions? Promises are interesting things. How many of us have received a promise and then had it broken and felt let down? Most of us. Ooh. Debate that with your dad. How many of us have exchanged a promise recently or in the near future? How many of us have given a promise that we... Nobody? Interesting. For nearly all of us, we will have given or received a promise this Christmas without even realising it. Can you guess what that promise is? Go on. That's a great point. That's not what I'm looking for. Who was here last year for the Advent all-age reflection? Oh, have we got a slide, Andy? Who remembers this promise? The promise that is on every single banknote in the United Kingdom. That promise at the bottom that says, I promise to pay the bearer, the sum of, is on all of our currency. We will give and receive promises in the form of money. This is a promise made by the Bank of England. Yvonne gave me this £10 note. Who would want it? Who would want this £10 note? Okay, I'm going to give you... You can hold on to it, but you can't have it. Is that okay? So one of you could... You can't have it. Could we go to the next slide, Andy? So Yvonne gave me this £10 note. Who would want it? What if I said to you there was something wrong with this £10 note? Do you know what the problem is with it? So let's have a look at a new one. Let's have a look at a real one. Hang on. I've got one here, look. That's my curate's salary for the year. There you go. You can hold that one for me. There you go. So can you see the difference between those two notes? There's a big difference, isn't there? Can we do the next slide, Andy? That's it. So, no, next one. That's it. So, yeah, there were £5 coins as well. Do these both bear a promise? Can you see the promise on the screens, guys? They've got circles on them. Do they both bear a promise? Are they both signed by the Governor of the Bank of England? Do they both make a statement on behalf of the Governor of the Bank of England? So what's the difference with them? They've both got the Queen's head on it, the leader of our nation. It's backed by our Parliament, respected by other countries. So what's the problem? It is a promise right here. The problem is the promise on the old one is now invalid. Our leaders have withdrawn their endorsements, withdrawn their promise. It's not worth anything now. You can't exchange it anymore. Should we break promises? No. Excellent. Well done. Should we make promises we cannot keep? But this points to a problem with our imperfect leaders in our imperfect world. The problem with human promises is they're not really responsible for them. It may upset people when we break promises, but actually, apart from upsetting people, they don't cost us anything. Our leaders, friends and family often say they'll do things, don't they? And then they fail to do so. But this points to a greater problem. It's hard to hold all the things of this world together in an imperfect world. Thank you, Leah. Thank you very much. Do you want to go back to your seats, guys? And this is brought out in our reading. It shows us that God's promises are not like ours. Whilst we make promises and we may or may not keep them, God doesn't, which makes him perfectly trustworthy. And he will do what he promises to. Then he will, in our reading, God says, next slide. God says about his promise, I will fulfill the good promises I made to the people of Israel and Judah. I will fulfill my promise. The people felt God had forgotten them, but God hasn't and doesn't forget the promises he has made. He is trustworthy to do what he says he will. The problem is that we feel let down by other people and aren't very good at waiting. We've measured God by our promises. And when things don't happen in our time, we get bored. We get impatient. We get cross. We feel let down. We feel like it's never going to happen. I'm never going to get my technical Lego. It's not fair. But this isn't true of God. God works in God's time, not ours. But what's that got to do with Christmas? So, we have a problem with promises. I will fulfill the good promise I made, God says. The problem with the £10 note is that it has to be changed all the time. The £10 note when I was a child is not the same as the £10 note 20 years later, the same as the £10 note now. The promise is continually broken. Who knows what the problem with money is and why we have to keep changing the notes? Go on, Ben. So Ben says because money moves on. But also there are people out there who forge money, who try to create copies of money. They distort the promises that have been made. They try to use it so they can have lots of money that they haven't earned. The most powerful institution in this country is powerless to change this. They can't stop people corrupting the promise. So they resort to the only thing they can. They continually change the terms. Not this one, this one. Not this one, that one. The promise is continually broken because they have no choice. They can't do what they promised. How scary is that? The most powerful people in our country are powerless when faced with a corruption in the world. Imperfect leadership in an imperfect world, with all their laws and powers, cannot resolve the corruption that is occurring. And their only option each time is to break their promises, change their promises. God doesn't work in these terms. He knows that human leadership will fail. We will always end up being corrupted, always end up succumbing to our material nature, greed, power, sin. The prophets had seen the issues, not the corruption of money, but the corruption of people caused by following their own desires. The I want of Christmas Day. They had seen the issues in the leadership and they had seen God's solution. Not part of the current government, not inheriting previous failures, not doing things their own way. God resolved the issue by sending his son. Who can see where little baby Jesus is at the moment? It's over there. The little baby in the manger. The Word was made flesh, who whilst human was also God. He will be pure and perfect. His mind will be aligned with God, his intentions those of God, and wouldn't be corrupted like other creatures. The Lord, our righteous Saviour, he will do what is just and right in the land. He was obedient to God's will. He will be known as the righteous Saviour, which means he always does the right thing. He never breaks promises. Because Jesus came into the world and did no wrong, we have a glimpse of the Father and of what that peace might look like. When Jesus entered the world, he didn't come as a royal king. He came naked, he came cold, and he lay in a hard straw pressing on his back. And yet he was a perfect leader. He endured all the suffering the world had to offer, but he never did the wrong thing. He never told a lie. He never broke a promise. He behaved in a way which was right and just in all matters. And through all that, when he died, he took of what we had done wrong, all of what we would do wrong, and took it and made it right. That was God's promise to us, that Jesus would be our righteous Saviour. Through Jesus, God understands our situations and suffering, the pain we face, the things we find ourselves in, and says, "I've got this." Our human solutions of continually expiring and replacing promises always fails. God's solution throughout the Bible was Jesus. That was his promise. Jesus is perfect, and whoever believes and trusts in him shall live forever. And all of that is caught up in the little baby in a manger who we remember was born today. He is God's promise to the broken world. He is the perfect gift. We don't need technical Lego any longer. We need him this Christmas. A leader we can trust to always do right. A leader we will bring peace and safety. But there is a question for each one of us. Will you follow the leader, or are you waiting for another? Will you be like the shepherds and the wise men at Christmas? Will you be called to see, to take a look in the manger, but soon head off on your way, never to be seen again? Or will you make a commitment today that this day and in the year to come you will lay down all of what you want, to take your hopes away from the God of money, to take your trust from the leaders of the country, to not desire technical Lego above all else, and entrust it to a baby born in a stable, through who you will find love, peace, joy, this season and in the years ahead. Amen.